things started out bad, and they've only been getting worse. About a year and a half ago, the dead began rising from their graves, and the skull appeared in the heavens. Moon, visible both day and night, hung in the skies, dominating the vision of any who dared look upwards. Day by day, it seemed to grow, to take up far more space than any heavenly body should. Citizens the world over tried to maintain the normalcy of their daily lives, but plague, famine, and the walking dead seemed to be spreading as far as the eye could see. The Gamers Haven Podcast presents Pathfinder, All That Remains. This podcast is brought to you by FRP Games, an online retailer specializing in all kinds of gaming products. Please visit www.vorpalnetwork.com in order to gain access to thousands of unique items available only at FRP Games.
This is the Vorpal Network.
This is Ethan with the Gamers Haven Podcast, and I'm here to tell you about CantCon. For those of us who can't con, there's CantCon. CantCon will be held at the Johnson County Community College Regnier Center in Overland Park, Kansas, in the Capitol Federal Conference Room on July 9th through the 11th between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. There will be RPG events, board game events, card game events, miniatures games, as well as open gaming tables for impromptu sessions. Pre-registration is open currently, and if you pre-register, you'll receive an additional chance to win swag at CantCon. We have over $2,500 worth of prizes to give away over the course of the convention, and we hope to give it all away. In addition, if you pre-register, you can get a 3-day pass for only $25. If you're only interested in coming one day at a time, you can for only $10 a day. There will be registration available at the door, but you'll have less of a chance to win free prizes that way. Join us at Johnson County Community College for CantCon on July 9th through the 11th, from beginning at 8 a.m. daily. Visit www.cantcon.com for more information.
So fine. When you're used to looking at a specific city line and most of that city line is gone now,
yeah,
it's hard to identify particular areas, you know, because it looks totally different. You just know somehow that it looks emptier than it had been.
So this
you can see where, you know, the buildings that have fallen in the fire are charred timber.
Right.
You can see, oh, there's uncharred timber right next to where there's charred timber.
There's
obviously
rubble.
Something happened. Yeah. Yeah.
So would we be expecting a message back any day?
This is only day two, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the second day. I mean, that's
since I sent the message.
That's your hope, you know. So anything else doing?
No.
I guess not. I can't think of anything we could do.
Okay.
I mean, obviously, we're going to make sure our lift is up and on the wall. So that we
it's ready to go. Okay. As you guys are getting ready to bed down for the evening, a voice appears in your mind.
Awesome.
And the way this works is the message gets spoken, and you have the same number of words to respond. So 24 words.
And does that have to be immediate?
Yes. It has to be right away.
Oh, shit.
So the message comes in.
Do you say it out loud as you hear it?
Am I allowed to do that? Or
yeah, you can do that.
Okay. Then whatever he's saying, I
sure.
Like.
And I'm counting them off here. Situation is dire. Scour city for survivors. Rendezvous at the edge of wastes. 5 days' time. Vern.
Okay. And how many words is that?
That was 20. You have a total of 24. You can have up to 24 words.
We understand.
You might as well say city gone. No survivors.
Yeah.
The city.
Well, you already said that in the message, and this is his response. This is in character. You're commanding. This is.
Oh, yeah.
If you thought that Fenric was not a guy to
right.
mess with, this is not a guy.
Right.
So, I mean, character mindset anyway.
Okay.
I don't want to ruin your actions, but
Survivor's crazy.
We understand. We'll look for survivors. Meet you in the waste in 5 days' time.
Okay.
Sound good to you guys?
I think so.
I mean,
yeah, you speak it back. And, I mean, you...
I didn't pick new spells.
You automatically know who it is when he didn't have to sign off, but he did.
Hector.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know the message was received. I mean, that's the way the spell works. Okay. So...
Okay, guys.
So, we gotta kill time.
Not kill time. I really have a feeling we need to go out and at least try and attempt to talk with the rich folks again. And beyond them, I'm not going to deal with the crazy shopkeeper again. Unless it's on our way out of town.
Killed them.
Well, we don't have proof that they killed them, because we met up with the innkeeper, who was kind of crazy when we met him, and he was definitely on a killing spree.
But they left the same time he did, though.
This is true. You don't necessarily have to follow our orders, but those are our orders. We have to follow them, otherwise we're going to be in deep doo-doo, as it were, but I don't use the word doo-doo necessarily.
So
what
time
is it?
It's morning. You were getting ready to bed down, so you're coming
but there,
in.
But there is strength in numbers, and if we don't stick together, there's a good chance we won't be
surviving. I say that we start in the morning. And we keep a very close watch on the house. Try to figure out movements. What the heck they're doing in there.
Well, if we get another fog that moves in, though, we're not going to be able to tell.
But there isn't right now, so...
Yeah, it was a foggy day that led into a foggy night.
Gotcha,
so.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Okay.
So pay very close attention to the lit areas, lighted areas.
Mm-hmm. those are your only two leads as of right now. I mean, and you've gotten no flickers from anywhere else in the city.
Right.
And be very conscious of take a very good survey of the buildings now. And know which buildings are standing.
Is it twilight time?
Yeah, sun is setting.
Okay.
Note which buildings are standing now, and after each shift report if any have fallen.
Okay.
Alright, watch number one.
Got it. Plus 13.
8,
yeah.
14 plus 13.
27.
Give
me just 1 second here. Okay. You keep an eye on the Chalet Manor and on the Red Lantern. You see no movement at all from the Red Lantern.
He's building his spring-loaded joust shoot.
But from the Chalet Manor, again...
They're still freaking dancing in there.
Well, you didn't see the night before, but as of right now, it looks... I mean, it's the weirdest thing. Like, and the thing that really kind of troubles you is you know there were two of them.
And you see one and two.
Yeah. You know that there was a sister... it was the wife's sister. But she was never in the keep.
Right.
It was only the husband and the wife. I mean, you just know from knowing them around town.
It's a dance-a-thon. It's a DDR rally.
So that's what you see during your second.
7:17.
You don't see a whole lot from the two spots, but you do... are able to note that a building in the Embassy District, number 4 on your map, a building in the Average Residential District to the south, and a building in the Wealthy Residential District are all demolished.
During my shift.
During your shift.
And I pass that on to Nita.
All right, third one.
Thirty-five.
You pay particular attention to the Red Lantern because it's what you're the most familiar with, and you swear, you would swear up one that up one side and down the other, that the side door, the one that you ducked out of, that is often that was often used for patrons who wanted to keep things on the down low. You swear you see shapes moving in and out of that. Like,
we're gonna have to go.
Like, not shambling, stumbling shapes, but like
walking.
People moving. Not a whole lot. Not a bunch, but like two or three people.
Even these hybrid zombies, were they still shambling?
They move with an otherworldly speed, so they're easy to distinguish.
Okay.
Like
meaning slow or fast?
Fast. Okay. The three grades, the ones that had been rising from before are sort of the stumbling, shambling zombies. The ones that have the plague move at a normal speed, but you can just tell.
Right,
they're
still
plague zombies.
Like a...
Yeah. And then the fast ones, you're like, you should not be moving that fast.
Right.
it's obvious.
Like a horse that, fast. Or...
Yeah, I'm with a 35 and, her knowledge of the human form.
Right.
These don't look undead to you. I mean, you're no religious expert or anything, but you know people.
Okay.
And they don't look undead. Okay. All right, and for Smith.
Can you see where they're being... Where are they going?
17, same as when I had Hector 17.
Boy, the stars are pretty tonight. No.
Yeah.
Let's see. A building in the Civic District and a building...
Can you use numbers?
3.
Okay.
And 11.
Okay.
And
getting closer.
And it looks like that's sort of the last building for the Guildhall District, because that's where the fire started. And was heavily propagated by whatever was in the magic district. So the day dawns.
So I'm going to let these guys know that I saw 2, 3, maybe 4 at the most, different shape, probably human, in and out of the Red Lantern.
That's troubling.
Could not.
Which way is the waste?
The same way.
Down.
This way.
This way. Pretty much. Southeast.
Okay.
That road that's leading out of town roughly leads towards...
Well...
The road coming off of 8, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So then we need to head to the Rich District to check on the,
Which is, what, 15?
7.
Well, the Red Lantern is by far the closest.
Yeah.
Right, that's the corner.
I mean, he said all the people.
I would think maybe we should go there
first,
because those might be the remaining guard.
That's true.
But I don't know. I don't understand if that one guy who chased us out is there, which he may not be. But it just could be a coincidence. We don't know.
Well, let's go to. Then let's go to the Lantern District today, and then to the other place tomorrow.
Okay. All
right, and that'll leave you 3 days to get to the waste, which is about right.
Okay.
And I say that instead of our pulley system today, we use a grappling hook to lower ourselves down so that nobody else can get into the keep while we're gone.
Yeah. Except the grappling hook will still be there.
Isn't there a way to unlodge a grappling hook once from the ground?
Not really. You see people doing it in the movies.
Yeah.
But if your grappling hook can be taken down that easily, it wasn't set properly in the first place.
So what if
can we just throw the rope back up over?
Well,
take another hook and rope and throw the rope back up over.
You can fix a rock to it and launch it back over the wall. That's fine.
That's what we'll do then.
Okay.
And I have 2 with me, and you have rope.
Mm-hmm. I have plenty of rope.
So
okay.
All right, let's do that.
Let's do that.
Lower ourselves down, get on the road. go check them out in the red light district.
How long is it going to take to get the red light district?
Like, not long at all.
Yeah, it's 16.
It took me right there.
So if we drop out on this corner,
as I was coming around there, I was there in two turns to help you originally.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's like 10 minutes tops at a leisure travel.
So yeah, if we drop out of that southeast corner, I mean, it's right there.
Right by where our lift is anyway.
Right.
Is that you, Aaron?
No.
Man, you might want to go and, like, check your shorts.
Give me just 1 second here.
A double tap.
What's that?
Oh. Don't be stingy with your bullets. Would have saved her from being a human happy meal.
The fatties were the first to go.
Yeah. Cardio, yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, you guys. What?
I want one more spell.
You gotta wait.
Sorry, you gotta wait until you level up. Alright, so you guys affix the grappling hook, climb down. Tie the rope off and launch it back over, and the rock sails back over and unhooks the hook.
Right.
So I know. Yeah, you've got a spare grappling hook on you, so you'll be able to.
Crap! I forgot it.
So I have mine on my list. Yeah, I know it. So you'll be able to get up. The activity, as I said, has gotten to be a little bit heavier.
Right.
So you've got a 25% chance of an encounter at this point in time.
I'm ready.
Oh, 30, even. You guys are fine.
I took the time to put on my other armor.
Okay, so you have the half plate on.
Yeah.
Did you check your armor rating on it?
Yeah, it cuts my speed by 10 feet.
Yep.
And that's really the only thing that is super effective.
Make note of the armor check penalty. Because if you have to climb in a hurry...
Oh, well, maybe I didn't do that. Because I didn't pay attention to that when we...
Yeah, it's like a minus 8.
It's a minus 7.
Yeah. But it's like a plus 7 to your AC.
Right.
It's a plus 8 to the AC.
I said like.
Which... I even brought that up because...
One half plate.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys... you see a couple stumblers. But you avoid them. So
that's a shame.
Alright, so how are you guys proceeding?
Can we take that same path that I originally took through, like...
Yeah, that's a main thoroughfare.
Yeah.
Well, it's actually...
To get to her to help her originally.
It's actually decimated buildings at this point in time, so
is that still manageable?
Yep.
Because that's the quickest way to get there.
So we're going right down that main road that tees off of the little road? Is that what you're saying?
Down 16 to 18.
The specific building, if I can spot it here real quick.
I'm talking about the one that looks like a V with that little tail that goes off to the left.
V with a freaking tail.
Originally, like, I came through right in there somehow. Or no, that clearing next to that Z-looking building.
What?
Just so you know, the building that you're looking for is the one that is just to the southeast of the 16 in the circle.
I'm talking here. Let me see your map.
South of the 16 on the circle.
I'm talking about, like, let's see. There is a T in the road here, and I'm talking about, like, the Z-looking building, like, in here.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, that's where we're going.
Yeah.
We're going through there to that main road.
The building's just road. South of 16, road. The circle 16.
Yeah, on the north side of the road.
Which is how I got through there originally, to help him in the beginning.
Yep. All right.
All right.
To help her in the beginning.
All right, so that's how you go. All right, so you guys head that direction. You don't see anything any more untoward than the city currently is. As you get closer, give me perception checks.
Do I have a spy glass?
No, spy glass. Unless you're specifically looking for something, you will have to...
None.
And by the way, who was carrying said spy glass, or did you leave it back?
We would leave it up there.
Okay, so the spy glass and the belt are back in the
room. We don't want to
lose that stuff.
Right.
All
right.
14.
19 and like 5 or... No, 6.
Okay. You, Hector, as you're getting closer, you swear that you hear the sounds of of a man enjoying himself.
Sexually.
Yes.
By himself or another woman?
I have no idea, but you hear
Dude, what does it sound like when you do
you
it?
You hear the appropriate...
A rubber mattress, it's in a
You hear the appropriate words of encouragement, and you hear... Thump, 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 thump. When you point it out to Lady, she goes, oh yeah, yep.
Sounds like my bed. Somebody's in my bed.
Hopefully it's not
And the sounds... The sound's coming
the
from
are procreating.
The Red Lantern.
Right.
No, which is an appropriate place for them to be coming from.
Yes.
The guy. Horny guy.
A horny guy with a zombie
body.
No.
That's exactly what it is.
What are you guys doing?
Look at him!
We're going...
I have no poker face whatsoever.
We're going on
it. For the record, I thought of it before you did.
What is it?
Don't... No, no. I'll...
You're going to see it.
I'll take care of it.
Is that like
So I guess we're going to go on up and try to move silently in there to disrupt his time.
We need to go silently up to probably to that side door that I saw, and then I don't know if we should
let him finish so he's a happier man.
That's
Can
so
you
gross.
Get a zombie break?
Probably not.
Okay.
Wow. I don't know if we should...
Is it a girl
should we make ourselves known?
Zombie?
Or should we...
Do you want to let... Until you actually see what's going on?
I don't really want to see what's going on.
I brought pictures.
Okay, so...
He taped her mouth shut so he didn't get bitten. And then he went to town on her.
Wow. I'm pretty sure that it transfers through fluids, but anyway.
Well, he doesn't know that.
Yeah. So anyway, so I've got all these guys basically held up on the side of the building going... You know, hey, do we want to try and talk our way through this, or...
Are we just going and...
Sword swinging.
I take my shield, I throw it around my back, I put my sword away, and I pull out my greatsword. Like, what do you want to do? I'm ready to crash some heads, I mean...
Well, okay. If you want to know my
If we don't have to take
we
anybody
create
with us
water
to the
and light,
waste...
Mm-hmm. And large person command...
We scour
and head
the city. The same ones you had before.
Sweet.
Yeah. I get to carry another head around for a little while until I throw it somewhere.
I really want to get them dead, too.
Let's sneak in and see what's going on.
Stealth checks, please.
Okay, fine. I'm putting my other sword away and I'm...
All right. I'm gonna plus two to my armor.
19. Since you are known in this area, it might be safer for you to do some talking and for us to shut up.
And
by
16,
known, I mean like people have jumped your bones 9. Before. And they like your bones.
Yeah, we like your bones.
Wow. Okay. You guys, Lita, you open up the back door, and you know that the hinge is prone to creaking, and you like get it jammed just the right way so it doesn't make any noise. And you guys all sort of sneak in, and this is sort of like the backstage area, because there's a burlesque show. That's ostensibly what this place was just a burlesque show. But, well, you know.
Yeah. We walk in, and the lights and the music kick on, and we are the main attraction.
Yeah, zombies everywhere.
So, you guys come in, and you hear a very familiar voice shouting out a greeting to those who are favoriting the Red Lantern this morning, and we... are proud to present to you our new review show. And you hear her, it's the matron who owns the Red Lantern.
Okay.
And you hear her, shout out, "Hit it, boys!" And nothing starts happening.
Oh,
no music starts playing. But you hear the curtain opens, and you hear people...
Like cheering.
Yeah.
Like clapping, cheering.
They're freaking psycho. What is up with these people? I'm going psycho.
I really don't want to clear a whole room.
So is there anywhere that... I probably would know a place where I could get to kind of peek
out. Oh, yeah.
That,
well, yeah, you can sort of just, like, make your way up to the wing and just, like,
I just want to see kind of an idea of how many people.
Okay.
If they look like zombies.
You glance out, and there are three guys sitting out where the audience would be. They're dressed in the remnants of guardsmen's uniforms. Mm-hmm. They look emaciated and like they haven't had anything solid to eat or drink since they've been out. But they're hooting and hollering. Right. It's kind of a grotesque thing because it's like they're junkies somehow. You know, that they've just been drinking for 3 days straight and have no intention of stopping.
Which they probably have been.
And you look onto the stage and there are two zombies with chains. Like big old, like, you know, like climbing pythons jammed into the stage and a manacle around each of their legs, and they're trying to get at the soldiers. And the soldiers are cheering them like it's the best TV show they've ever seen.
Right.
And you can see the matron standing off to the side, talking to someone. This someone is a female zombie strapped down to the wall with a dancer's costume on. And is trying to get to them, and the matron's talking to her like she's one of the girls.
Wow.
And as you're watching, another person, he's just sort of peeking out. He's stealthed really well, and their perception check was, I rolled a one. So,
no, I'm just saying, who opens the curtain? There's another.
The matron did.
Oh, okay.
You assume. Another person comes out from the back where the bedrooms are. Mm-hmm. And it's one of the town drunks, and he's hitching his pants back up and sits down. He sees the show and starts cheering, and one of the guys asks, how was she? She tried to bite me. Kind of liked it. So you've got the two zombies chained up, you've got the one zombie call girl belted to the wall. You've got the four guys who look like death warmed over. Like,
right.
I mean, you're not looking out there. I'd have you, you know, make a heel check to see if you
can I roll perception to see if I can hear, like, recognize their voices as people I would know?
Yeah, by all means.
And I probably would. I would know the message.
Oh, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, and you don't recognize the zombified face of the call girl.
But, right.
She's not one of the girls. She's just
some zombie
a female
girl.
Zombie corpse.
Nice.
And 16.
Yeah, you recognize them. They are, let's see.
Michael was dead.
Yeah, they're
Burn is dead.
It's not like it's they're corpse without seeing other people, or, you know what I mean?
Gurn and Runken. Well,
Runken's in. You'd be.
So, yeah, actually, I said guys, but he's out there. Okay. He's the only other guardsman you knew.
Yeah, because so, yeah, it's the only trade wrote down.
Yeah, it's Kork, Gurn, and Runken. And then.
Why did the Commander go crazy?
You don't recognize the drums.
Stress, man. Right. Stress affects people differently.
Mm-hmm. Some people just snap.
I'm afraid if we go out there,
they try and keep life as normal as possible.
Right.
I'm wondering if I should try and go out there and face with them.
I was going to think about coming back to you guys and suggesting maybe we go around and come in the front doors.
It's probably not a bad idea.
But I don't know because I know the mistress,
matron,
and I know matron, and I know three of the four patrons.
So.
Well, they're obviously not afraid of zombies. So even if they think that zombies are coming in, they won't kill them.
Sounds like this. I wish there was a knowledge batshit crazy skill.
I'm going to act on your suggestion. I'm going to wait on you by the door so that we don't make a creak again.
Okay. So you think we should go out and around?
I think we should go in the front door.
Okay.
Okay. You guys scurry on around and you go to the front door. It's locked.
Okay.
You know, was there like a secret knock to get in?
I don't know.
She never went in the front door.
Well, I'm going to knock. I'm going to say you guys stand back. I'm going to knock.
Mm. Or maybe she should knock.
Or maybe we should just go back in the side door. And I should try talking to the matron. Because okay. I think knocking would probably be sounding like zombies trying to get in the door.
You know how to do the shave and a haircut knock? That doesn't sound like zombie knocking. But anyway, yeah, okay, we'll go back on the side door.
In case they're not familiar with that.
Everyone's familiar with shaving a haircut.
So what are you guys doing?
Okay. Going back around to the side door and trying to...
Yeah. So, I don't know what the best way to approach her. I don't know if I should just, like...
Hey, it's me.
Yeah, pop out of nowhere and be like, hey! You know? Or if I should just try and get her attention.
This is your turn.
Wait a minute. I gotta look something up.
I don't know if I should just try and, like, quietly beckon her over to the other side.
What is this?
Does she have a name?
She was known as the matron.
The matron? Okay.
That's all she ever went by.
Okay.
It's a random text message.
So she's still, like, blabbering with...
Yeah.
So it's going to be kind of hard for me.
I'm trying to find my spell, and it's not easy to do.
Make me a wisdom check real quick.
Okay. 19.
She don't look right
all
in the
there,
head.
Yeah.
She's talking.
And your past experiences with people who have thus far been not right in the head, even you with the negative intelligence are like, talking might not be the best idea.
Right.
So yeah.
Just wait a minute.
Are you going to relate that to us since you're the
just
only one?
Just wait a minute. I got to find this.
What are you looking for?
My command spell.
It's a single command for one round.
Well, I know that.
Sit down, drop your weapon, and it's obeyed for a round.
Okay. So, I'm going to back up and be like, I think she's lost it, guys. I don't know that we're going to be able to save them.
So then do we want...
So here's my idea.
Should I look in and look at... Korok, Runken, and Gurn, since I know them a little bit better.
Take a glance.
Okay, do I need to roll anything?
You need to roll stealthy.
Be very stealthy, please, because I have an idea.
Well, if you tell me you have an idea, I'm going to listen to that before I try.
I mean, if you think they're...
I've got a +0 to stealth, so you might want to tell me your idea before.
What I'm thinking is if you think that they're... Or, you know, if we think that they're gone too, why don't we bar this door... And burn the place to the ground.
Will that kill... Well, it'll kill them, because they're human.
It'll kill everyone. I would say it's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not... You know, we're killing 3 humans.
I know it.
4 humans.
But they're not...
5 humans.
I'll do it, because I'm evil.
4 humans and a gnome.
And
like
I see the...
Fire.
I mean, they're gone.
Right.
And I would... I'm evil, so I'll do it. I say, let's get out of quiet.
We didn't bring any of that crap.
Group consensus. I mean, do you want to try and...
I hang my head and I turn around and walk out.
I mean, do you want to try and look at them?
It's general... I mean, right now it's a two-thirds decision. You got 2/3 majority. I'm going to go along with it. So, I don't know that Hector would agree with it because he... You know.
I know, feels loyal to the people, but, I mean, it's up to you. If you,
it's a 2/3, no, you guys got no. It, it's a 2/3 majority.
Well, there's still her, too, I mean, so we don't really... So what I'm saying...
She's not here.
She's here for actions in combat.
If you feel Hector would want to check, at least, you know, put his eyes on and see what he thinks.
And that, he's exactly right. Do what's in character, and if Hector would feel that strongly about it, then that's what you should do.
Right. And if it goes bad, we'll fix it the hard way.
But see, he wouldn't want to endanger the group that he's with either by doing that. Because he understands that there's now a group loyalty here that was, you know, wasn't there
right.
6, 7, 8 days ago. So he's probably going to take the majority vote and walk out, but he's not going to feel great about it, is what I'm saying.
Okay, that's fine. I just want
to... That's what I'm trying to get at.
I want him to be
I mean, he's still going to be
there.
Big quotation mark, comfortable with this.
Okay, well, you guys walk out and
close the door.
Okay, how are you going to burn your house down?
I've got tender twigs.
Those are matches.
Right.
Right.
There's grass. There's all kinds of timber.
All right, well, let's start the fire in the back room and then leave it and bar it.
I mean, because you have to have... I mean, you know you can't hold a match to a 2x4 and start a fire.
Well, yeah.
So I'm
talking like grass. Dead grass.
Well, you're in the middle of the city. I'm suggesting that
let's
you need
start
alchemist
it in
fire or oil or some propellant to get things... That's all that I'm saying. You know? So...
So then we need to search.
What's a magic stick? What my magic stick?
That is the wand that you have not yet identified because it's arcane and you don't know.
I have a whetstone. You can
sharpen it.
You can take the match against
that's
the whetstone.
That's
and light.
Right. You can light a tinder twig on anything.
Well, then what's the issue?
Like I said, you can't hold a match to a 2x4 and expect to start a fire with it. You have to have something to make the fire bigger.
Can she just summon a fire elemental?
Yeah.
By the curtain.
A CR1 fire. It's only going to be around for a round.
But it'll catch the curtain on fire.
I think so.
Let me
check the challenge rating on that. Make sure that it... Because if it's CR1, then I have no problem with it. If it's higher than CR1, then I'm going to have to say no.
I'm just saying that would make the most sense.
Small fire elemental, CR1. Okay. Yeah, that can be done.
And she does that.
Okay. Fire elemental comes.
What was that?
That's the fire. I mean,
burn, yeah, woo!
So, you guys do that. It's summoned inside there. The door is shut.
And I say we stand by the windows around the first floor but
there's a large window in the front.
Right.
So we need to go up there, and if they come running out of there, we need to stop them.
Okay, you sort of walk around front and wait for a little bit.
They put it out.
And you hear hooting and hollering.
They put it out.
Who put it out?
They're guys.
They're insane, not stupid.
Yeah.
Any other ideas?
More fire.
she can't bring another fire elemental.
We need to find something that causes more fire.
It's a bar.
Alcohol.
Should have went to the bar and had the fire elemental strike there. Or it just caught the curtain and it was flame retardant. And
I think they have flame retardant curtains.
I know, but...
We have all that fabric with us, too.
No, we don't.
Oh, we didn't
bring
it.
It's in the key.
we wouldn't carry
so
much fabric around. Something flammable.
Yes. Alcohol.
And then, I mean...
So are we going to try and pull the old thing in the,
Molotov cocktail?
Yeah. Light it and throw it.
How can we get to the bar without anybody seeing us?
We got in there once.
To the bar?
Well.
Did you ever keep any liquor up in your room upstairs?
You didn't, but some of the girls did.
You could sneak up there and grab a bottle and bring it back out.
That's all of a sudden me.
You were the only one with a stealth. I've got a plus zero.
I've got two.
And you have two FU chips.
And a negative one, and...
Fine. All right, I'm going. Okay. Shut up, guys.
Okay.
I'm just saying, right, you are the most suited for the job.
Your first stealth check is going to get you in the door and to the stairs to the upstairs.
Okay. So, yeah. 20.
What the hell are you worried about?
Okay, yeah, you... Okay. You go in and...
I said it.
The
Me too.
The show is still going on.
Nice.
And you, all five guys are still out there. We're four. And the matron and the zombie girl thing. And you make it to the stairs. Make me another one. This will get you up to... you know that Bernice always kept rum.
Okay. And I want to be careful about what rooms I go by, because I'm pretty sure there's a zombie in one of them.
Okay.
To probably tied to a bed. And I'm going to do my best for keep it from seeing me, because it's probably going to moan if it happens. So, I'm going to do my best.
Sure.
That's an 11.
You don't hear any reactions from downstairs.
My gosh, my heart rate.
you get up there and all the doors except for Bernice's are just sort of flung open, and hers is just cracked. And you look around and all the other rooms are empty and trashed.
Nice. So the zombie's in this room.
Right. You're not even right. Dude, I have hide from undead.
What happened?
He's made it to Bernice's room.
But that's a touch spell, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. She would have had to cast it on you before you went in.
You can come back out.
That's a good idea. I've made it this far. Quiet.
Is the zombie tied up?
Yeah, but he hasn't opened the door yet.
When it sees me, it's probably going to moan.
Wasn't there music playing downstairs?
No.
She called for music, but they're
hooting and hollering.
Worst case scenario, you jump out the window, you take the 2-3 points of damage. We channel energy when we get back to the place, or the second you get outside, and then
I have cure light on.
We burn the sucker down before they even come out.
I guess, am I starting a fire in here?
It might be one way to
then GTFO.
GTFO,
because they won't be able to put it out
if it's already if it's already raging upstairs. They're gonna have a harder time.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, so I'm gonna try.
I still think you should just jump out a window. I think it'd be pretty epic of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's next, Brooke?
Her.
Yeah. Okay. So this is me
opening the door.
Gently opening the door. Do I know if Bernice's door squeaks?
You don't believe so.
Okay.
I'm gonna throw up, you guys. I'm seriously gonna throw up.
18.
Rolling it.
All right. You open the door and you indeed see a zombie strapped to the bed, spread eagle. You think it was a girl.
Oh, so there's a little...
And the mouth is gagged.
Wow.
So you don't have to worry about it making noise. Better than moaning through a muffled claw.
It sees you and starts thrashing. Right. And that one part of your mind that really shouldn't have thoughts like this is going, I bet you wouldn't be so bad for some of those guys.
How do you know what she's thinking?
She moves around more than I did.
Nice.
So go get the liquor.
Yes.
But yeah, there's a cabinet next to the bed.
Go get the liquor, throw it on the bed, light that bitch on fire, and get out of there. And then you're having the bed as accelerant, and it's going down from there.
But you open it up, and there are three bottles of rum.
Okay.
Take one with you.
You almost stop before you open it, because the edge of the bed is like this far from the cabinet, and the zombie's hand is like
right there.
Why don't you just take?
You're opening the thing, and it's like,
why don't you just
lop it off?
Lop it off.
And then that stub would be loose, and it'd be spraying its blood all over me.
This is true. It might be a squirter.
So you open it up, and you've got three bottles.
Okay.
And there's strips of cloth and whatever you can.
Well,
take a quick chug.
I think two, 1.5 is going on the bed in zombie.
Okay.
And then the other half is going to be a trail out in the hallway.
Okay.
And then I'm going to light a tender twig. Obviously, I've got the other bottle with me. Light it and try and get out of there quietly.
Okay. Are you trying to move faster than you normally would when you're sneaking?
Yeah.
You can do so at a -5 penalty to your trip.
Okay.
So, all right. So you...
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm awesome.
You flip the tinder twig, and
I'm going to try to roll it.
It's like, cool guys never look back when there's an explosion kind of thing. I mean,
She
was a heavy drinker. It's high-proof stuff. So it just goes up. So yeah, make your stealth check. This will be to get you all the way out.
You got a crit. That would make it even more epic.
13
plus
no, that's it. Because the minus
13. All right. What the hell is that noise?
He's awesome.
Yeah. I'm spending it for you.
What?
Oh, shut your mouth. That for nothing you never heard. Sit your ass down and watch the show.
So I get out. Slam the door. Well, not slam the door.
You like start to slam the door and you're like...
And when I see you do that, I take it and I just...
Bar it.
I bar it.
Okay.
So and then we go around to the picture window.
Okay.
Yeah, I wonder if we should toss that other one in the window.
Me being semi, you know, into the thought that we may have to do the same thing at the rich place. People's house.
Keep the bottle.
We might want to keep it.
Okay.
So. Okay. So you see smoke start to roll out of that window, and it doesn't take too long before that entire upper level is on this fire.
Angle.
Yeah, and you then hear commotion from inside.
We should be looking for something that we could have put up against the window.
And
he's like, and
it doesn't take long before it's shutters,
right.
You know, with wooden slat. Like there's no actual glass; they can't afford that.
Right.
But a table comes crashing through the lattice, and one of the guys tries to climb out. It's the drunk, and as he gets up, he slips and impales himself on a piece of the lattice, and he's toast. Like, these guys don't look like they've got a whole lot going on.
They've been drinking and everything else, too, so...
They're at a minus 20.
Yeah,
he said yes. Yes!
What? She said they're at a minus 20 on the rolls.
Because they're so drunk.
A sphincter says what?
What?
So, you can see the other guards trying to scramble to get out. So they're coming out if you wish to make attacks regarding the initiatives.
So, I guess we're going to initiate.
Do we want to try and talk to them as they're coming out, or are we just going to lob them
off? We just set y'all on fire.
Well, they don't know that we set it on fire. We may have just been passers-by.
We're just passing through.
Yeah.
They might be crazy enough to buy it, too.
Well, if you yell at them.
Guys, what happened?
It's burning to the ground! Save yourselves! Save the girls! The girls, get out here!
Okay.
Maybe the fire woke them up out of their trance. You never know.
I don't know. All I know is we need to be standing
and
together.
And with the passage of one round's worth of time, yes, I counted to six just then, the front door gets kicked open. And the matron's standing there.
Start initiatives.
Please do. Okay, black.
9.
You always wear a cold-hearted bee. Taking 90% of my take. 21.
Smith?
13.
Shit, Junior. Vulva.
Cold shot. Vulva.
She had that removed years ago.
Oh, okay.
15.
Alright.
Anus?
Cold shot. Sphincter.
Okay. Lita, what are you doing?
Wow. So, okay, how is the front set up? There's just a big window and a door?
Yep. The door's to the right.
Door's to the
and
right.
The matron, it's a double door.
Okay.
The matron has kicked open the one, and they opened inward, so she's kicked it out.
Nice.
And she's standing there, half behind the closed door.
Okay.
So she's got partial cover from that.
Okay.
And
we're kind of more in front of the window because we weren't expecting that.
And you're about 20 feet back. It's a wide street.
I'm going to use a free action real quick and yell to the men that know me.
Mm-hmm.
Men, in the name of Tempest, we need help.
Right,
are they not making it out, or are they even trying at this point? Or
it's like Keystone Cops meets Heroin Junkies.
Gotcha.
Looking for a fix. I mean, it's, you get out of the way. Like, the gnome tries to crawl up someone's head, and the other guy shoves him back. They're going to,
if they make it out,
they're not.
They're not. Okay, no, so it's not. Us versus the chick.
You're looking at insane asylum patients at this point in time.
Okay.
So, Leah, what you doing?
So I'm going to have my crossbow leveled at what I can see of her.
Okay.
And I'm going to be like, what do I want to say?
We're taking survivors to the edge of the waste. Come with us.
There you go. That's what I said.
Don't tell her where we're fucking going.
We're getting ready to kill her.
Kill her if she doesn't follow.
Comply, we're going to kill her.
You were always a lousy lay.
All right.
Kill her.
Yep.
Yep. Like
you should have said that, B.
That's what you should say.
That's what you're doing.
All right, so.
Look who.
Shoot her with my crossbow, I guess.
Okay, her armor class is too higher because of the cover she has.
Right.
So.
But she's freaking drunk.
We never said she was drunk.
That's a 9.
It sticks into the door.
Nice.
Next door. Hector.
And she's not a zombie.
Oh, no.
I'm going to go up and try and... I'm going to go up the steps and start trying to wail on her.
Okay.
Or is it steps, or is it...
No, it's just a doorway. Okay.
Did we see any weapons? Like, in hand?
You haven't asked until this point, but it looks like she is holding a length of chain between her two hands.
She would be a chain whore.
It's like chain.
S&M, BS.
She's still going to have the partial cover because of the wreckage of the door that she kicked open.
Well, fine, what if I just go up to the door and kick it, and then wouldn't she take damage from the door? If it hits her?
Yeah. All right, it's be like a bull rush attempt. You'd be trying to knock her back.
Then that's what I'm going to do.
Okay, so just use your CMD versus her CM, her CMB versus her defense.
It's a 15.
You are able to push the door open, and she shoulders out of the way, okay. So it doesn't knock her back, but the door's open now. So she's lost her cover. Yeah.
Now okay. I'm in the way.
Yeah, she's going to attack you.
I know.
Right.
You're up there, though?
I'm up there.
Yep, and Smith is up.
Oh, sorry.
He's like, what?
Okay, can I have a quick question while I was thinking?
Yeah.
The coup de grace thing.
Uh-huh.
If, for example, she were lying on the ground.
She would have to be completely helpless.
Okay. That was my question.
Yeah, that's how coup de grace works.
She's in the since Hector is in the way, she's holding her turn.
Okay.
Because I assume that she can't, that Shim can't, like, get around me to her... to attack. I don't imagine it's a very big door, right?
It's now a double door that she's standing in the middle of. So Smith could get up there. Smith could get up there and make an attack.
With her, I don't think she would, though. Shim would.
Okay. The matron grins at you and steps back behind the bar.
Uh-oh.
And ducks down.
And now, is the fire on the lower floor yet at all?
No, not yet. And it's on the opposite side of the building from the bar, so you don't have to worry about the alcohol exploding and catching you guys yet. Well, and catching you guys.
Take that other on your turn if I hold. Well, I'm just kind of standing there. But take that other bottle and throw it in there.
Yeah, but there's no fire yet.
How's that?
Well, I'd have to fashion some cloth into the bottle.
Rip your shirt.
I don't have a shirt.
What are you doing?
I have a bra and then a studded leather
bra. Your bra off. We'll get you another one when we get back to the compost. We'll make you one out of the frickin'
the compost.
You just
want
to see my...
Yeah, the compost.
You just want to see my boobs. Again.
Okay, it's really hard for me to look this up on here, or I would. Enlarge person, what does that give me?
Your size changes from medium to large.
Mm-hmm.
Your strength goes up by 4, so your attack goes up by 2, but then down by 2 because of your size category. Basically, it gives you 10-foot reach, so you can threaten two squares away from you, and you get a plus one to your damage. Okay. That's the net result of it. Because your attack is up and down, they cancel out.
I'm gonna hold.
Did she get one more skill point and one more hit point than you used to?
Yeah, thank you.
Did she put it on there?
I think so. She should have.
Man, she is pretty bare.
She's only got the four skill points. That's it.
So it's four total?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it. Okay, the soldiers are trying to clamber their way out, and one of the guys grabs Broomkin and tosses the gnome.
Okay.
And tosses him against the lattice.
Nice.
And now there's a body sticking up down in the lattice, and there's a body pinned to the middle of the lattice. So now there are only two soldiers trying to get out.
And one
dead drunk and one dead gnome.
Right. And one mason who's hiding.
Yep.
Probably kidding herself with something pretty nasty.
Lita.
Light crossbow. Is that... I can load that and fire him around.
And it's a move to load it and then
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
I will reload and fire at one of the dudes.
Okay. Do so. They're going to have partial cover.
Four.
It just flies straight through the window and, hits the curtain. You guys are starting to be able to see the smoke billowing pretty thickly from the upstairs at this point in time. All right, Hector.
Okay. He's not going to chase her into the bar.
Okay.
Because that's fighting her on her own terms.
Right.
And that would not be what a good soldier would do. So he's on the back... He's gonna
That was not me.
Go over to where the people are, and he's going to try and rummage through their pockets for like matches.
Through their pockets.
You know what I mean?
The soldiers?
Yeah, no, the ones that are dead.
The two that are dead.
Well, there's still two soldiers that are
in front of them.
That are in front of them trying to get out of the window. Climbing over the dead bodies.
Oh, okay.
You're gonna be like right next to two guys trying to escape if you do that.
Well, then I'm just going to come out of the door.
Okay.
Move off to the one side.
Which side? Left or right?
As you're facing the window's on the left.
Uh-huh.
Then I'm going to probably come out to the right.
Okay.
And then just stand there and
be ready
in case she comes back. All
right. There's just so you know, there's an alleyway heading back along the side of the building, right near where you are. Smith.
She's just going to return to.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Okay, you don't see any sign of the matron. Black.
My last turn's gone. Since it's my turn again.
Technically, you would have reset to the top of the round.
What?
Yeah, you didn't.
Yeah, so it's gone.
Didn't do anything. Sorry.
No, it's okay. I didn't realize we were back again.
Yeah, we are back
again.
It's coming around again, just like it's a spider.
I'm going to take out my sling and shoot it.
Sling a stone
at the guys trying to escape.
Okay.
Twenty-one.
Roll your damage.
What do you mean?
It's a
D4.
D6. It's a sling, it's a D6. Or a D4.
It says 1D6.
And you wrote it down incorrectly.
No, I didn't. It says 1D fucking 6. I wrote down 4 and then erased it and put 6.
Then you shouldn't have erased it and put 6. The slings are a D4.
It says D6.
I don't care what your sheet says. Your sheet is incorrect.
People listening, it says D6.
I'm almost there.
It's a D4.
Why does it say D6?
It shouldn't.
Because
you probably accidentally looked at Javelin.
Oh.
Which is right below it.
Right above it.
Fine.
It's a d4.
Plus y'all suck.
But it is a d4 plus your strength modifier because it's a thrown weapon.
Right.
I don't think
so. So it's a d4 plus 2.
This one?
Yes.
And it says 1d4 plus 2 right there under
that's 7. That's a sickle.
Oh, looks like something from here. Sorry. You cave in his skull when he drops.
Sweet! I'm awesome!
Okay. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here we go again.
Alright, the last guy manages to clamber his way out over the corpses of his compatriots and begins tearing ass down the street.
I'm gonna take my turn. Well, no, I'm not gonna be able to do it. Never mind. I was going to say, I'm going to pull my bow and...
You're ready, aren't
you? Time.
Okay.
I won't have the action time to do it.
Lita.
Okay, I'll try and shoot.
That's dangerous having him out there, man.
Come on, be good to me. 19.
That's a critical threat with a crossbow.
Yes, it is. So I need to roll again.
Mm-hmm. Roll confirm.
18!
Plus 2 is 20.
Roll your percentile dice, please.
Okie dokie.
Sweet! You actually hit him.
That's 66.
66.
Not quite 69.
Which is what he was getting when he was doing
it. It's running, and he hears the thunk of the crossbow or something, and he turns, and it goes straight through his forearm and pins it to his head.
And he ends up running again.
And he drops to the ground.
Nice.
And then with my turn, I'm going to go and like search through and see if he has any matches or something, you know, so that we can set.
So you're gonna leave us
open. Okay, you didn't. You only brought the one tinder twig.
No, he's got all three of them.
Okay.
I'm trying to be semi thrifty.
Sure. All right. So
you don't want to wait until she's dead.
You move over.
So you go and search her body.
Okay, she makes a valid point. I'm probably just going to wait there.
You're like, hold up, wait a minute. I gotta go search this guy real quick.
I'm not going into the bar.
No, but if we stand here and wait, she's not going to come out.
Okay, so...
Unless she's
reporting her. And Smith is still...
Magic.
Okay.
Some sort of secret
porthole.
She's not in...
Porthole?
She is over towards the alley.
A porthole?
Shen is over towards the alley with me as well.
All right, make a perception check, please.
Both of us are just me.
Oh, my God.
I got her.
9.
Y'all, defer. I got her.
What are you talking about?
It's my turn. I need to be
No, it is not your turn. You go after the matron.
Okay, well, make it her turn because then it'll be my turn. I really need to go.
I got a 9.
Okay.
I really need to go.
Go where?
To the bathroom.
No, to my turn.
Oh, relax, please.
I can't.
You need to.
Because she's going to come to me.
Is she?
Okay. From the alleyway, a length of chain snakes out of nowhere. She snuck all the way out and around the back and came around to the alley.
Through the barred door?
Oh, the door is barred, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yep, it is.
Ooh, that's interesting.
No, she did.
Hmm.
I was going to say, because...
Oh, no, she did.
You're right.
Because that's the first... That's what I did
that's
when...
Very
well, I'm having to reevaluate her previous...
Right.
She can defer.
Because
I got her.
She's not going to defer.
Y'all don't even get it.
Well,
we can't get it because we're not in your brain.
It's great.
The results are going to be similar, but she'll be attacking Smith because Smith is closer to the door than you are.
How's she?
To the doorway.
She's just going
to
reappear in the door.
Yeah. She's going to
well,
come.
Well, I'm here. Smith's here. The door's here.
Well,
Smith. Okay, well, then she would have come after Smith originally.
Okay.
But anyway, the chain comes out from the doorway. She apparently had something that was helping her hide. You still didn't see her.
Yeah.
So she's in the doorway. Okay. Now, point still stands, but anyway.
Gamers Haven Incorporated proudly presents A Thousand Monkeys production of a Pinnacle Entertainment game. Deadlands Reloaded. Enough room to die.
featuring the Gamers Haven regulars. A campaign 6 years in the making. Secret societies, bloodthirsty demons, the story's got it all. But can the heroes unravel the plot before it's too late? One thing's for certain, is they're gonna either have enough room to live, or enough room to die. Available for download only at GamersHavenPodcast.com. You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at GamersHavenPodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.